top of mind. Bitcoin's Pantatri 3% August rally, triggered by Treasury Secretary Bessent's doubling of long-dated bond buybacks, a White House push on the Clarity Act, and a 4B+ short squeeze, is now consolidating around 77,080K. Fed Chair Warsh's Jackson Hole keynote killed forward guidance and flagged 3.7% PCE as insufficient progress, pushing September rate hike odds to 156% and sending BTC as low as 76,877. The debasement trade narrative is real, and ETF flows confirm institutional re-engagement, 3.3B August net inflows. But the Warsh hawkishness and Coinbase premium still negative. 0.005 signal US spot demand hasn't fully returned. The 83-86K band is the true demand test per Glassnode. Clearing it requires spot buyers, not leverage. Market structure. BTC at 77.78K after peaking ADYR 450. 9-day ETF inflow streak, 3B+, broke Friday with 201.8 outflows led by ARKB, 114.9 and BITB, 49.7 IBIT shed 33.4 August ETF flows total 3.3B, best month since October 2025. Total net assets slipped to 97.6B. Glassnode flags 81K, 86K as consolidated resistance. LTH supply, dealer gamma flip at 82.3K, and a liquidation shelf converge in that band. On-chain ask liquidity re-laddered above spot. Crypto quant, short-term whale profits hit a record $640 million on ERG. 20, exchange inflows climbed to 543K BTC, 6.44B, Deribit options expiry, AUG, at 29, passed with max pain near 70K, at 9K below spot. Wider gap than typical, per analysts. Post expiry, September open interest is reportedly old 2x larger. Funding and structure, QCP Capital flags the healthy scenario as contained funding balance, gradual OI rebuild. Coinbase premium remains negative, suggesting US demand is recovering but not confirmed. Policy and institutions. World Liberty Financial, Trump family, received OCC preliminary conditional approval for a federally chartered national trust bank to issue JOT Safeguard USD1, 4B market cap. Abu Dhabi's Sheikh Tahnoon bin Zayed, UAE National Security Advisor, backs 49% of WLTC holdings via String Z Holding. Trump family entity holds 38%. OCC says career staff handled review, conflict of interest questions are unresolved and politically live. Clarity Act stalled in Senate despite 225 mem under industry lobbying push, FT, single sourced. Trump hosted crypto executives, called it very, very powerful. WSJ connects the bill directly to Bessent's treasury strategy. Stablecoin growth under the Genius Act could generate 1B4T in T-bill demand, materially affecting debt management. Vote delayed to September. SEC proposed a new crypto regulatory framework this week. Single sourced, WSJ. No additional detail available. Circle, CRCL, and Coinbase, Coin, each rallied 20% plus on the regulatory optimism. Bank of England given statutory secondary objective to foster payments and digital money innovation, via amendment to Financial Services and Markets Bill, heading to Lords in September. UK banks' refusal to bank crypto firms flagged as separate headwind by MPs. Network and industry. Core Lightning confirmed multiple real vulnerabilities identified via AI-generated CVE reports. Operators urged to install forthcoming CLN v26.06.7 or restart with offline. Details embargoed 14 days. No known exploitation. Separate from May-July DOS patches, Starkware completed first quantum-resistant Bitcoin mainnet transaction using QSB, hash-based, no fork required, mined by Mara Slipstream. Cost $150-$200 and hours of computation. Non-standard, required direct miner submission. Blockstream separately published the Shrinks BIP, first Bitcoin-native post-quantum signature proposal. Developers frame both as interim measures pending a soft fork. Cold card firmware vulnerability, entropy bug, ALO 1800 plus, BTC stolen, 118 mem. Block's investigation believes Wave 1 attacker identity may be known to FBI via blockchain analytics provider logs, 1082 BTC from Wave 1 still unmoved. Better Plus Coinbase launched Bitcoin-backed mortgages nationally. BTC collateral at 250% LTV, Fannie Mae-backed primary loan, no margin call from price decline alone. Macro linkages, Bessent's bond buyback doubling, Max 4B starting Scepter 9, drove the debasement trade. 30-year yields briefly hit near 20-year highs of 5.34%, dollar hit 3-month lows, Bitcoin plus 23% in 3 days. Yields have since partially retraced. Citadel Securities warns the Treasury intervention may weaken the dollar while loosening financial conditions the Fed is trying to tighten. Warsh's Jackson Hole keynote removed forward guidance permanently and declined to validate recent softer CPI Hall PCE prints, PCE at 3.7%, nearly double the 2% target. September rate hike odds rose to 56%. This directly pressured BTC from 81K to 76.8K intraday Friday. Ray Dalio recommended a bit of Bitcoin alongside 10 to 15% gold, citing US debt at 40T plus, 40% spending to revenue gap, and a debt crisis he estimates is 1 out of 5 years away. Characterization, not a trading signal. Standouts, Bitcoin treasury companies shed 80 buys in market value as the leveraged accumulation model faces scrutiny. FT, paywalled, single-sourced. Meta Planet holds 43,000 BTC, 3.3B. CEO Simon Gerovich at Bitcoin Asia declared Asia's first Bitcoin cycle has begun. Pakistan built its crypto regulatory framework for 200K, 8% of approved budget, covering exchanges, custody, and AML in under 6 months. Chainalysis estimates $457 billion in global on-chain taxable crypto activity in 2025. CAF-covered events represent just 14% of it. Public Citizen estimates investors across 5 Trump crypto ventures are at least $4.7 billion underwater, while Trump earned $1.4 billion plus from the same products in 2025.